11-2, Auburn leads it. We're in the bottom of the third. Two in the first, three in the second, six here in the third. Stretching the 1-0. High fly ball into deep center field. Bay looks up. That one is gone over the batting eye in center. Cooper McMurray has doubled, and a homer.
All right, Cooper. Coach Seb, one of the, you know, as one of the leaders on this team, not a lot had to be said after yesterday's ball game. What was the mentality and the approach coming in today?
Yeah, you know, I think yesterday kind of speaks for itself, and you know, we just flushed it and buried it, and hopefully we'll never see that again. And you know, just come back out today with a new mindset and a fresh, clear look in our eye, and you know, get after these guys. It's a good program over there, and you know, it was a tough series, but I'm proud of the guys for how they fought today.
It may not look it because of the lopsided final score, but that first at bat that you had in the first inning after they get two on in the first, you got to kind of stop their momentum and keep it from getting into a repeat from yesterday. How big was that first inning at bat?
Oh, I mean, I think it was. I guess not in the long term, but at the time it was big, just because I was able to put a good swing on a ball with two strikes, and you know, trusting what Coach Gross always tells us, and you know, we'll see the fastball over the plate, and you know, meet your barrel with the ball. So I was able to do that, and thankfully.
Didn't really matter who they threw out there today. You were locked in, dialed in at the plate.
Yeah, I was seeing it well today, and you know, I wanted to be one of those guys for my teammates to look up to, and you know, when something goes wrong, and I have the character and the ability to, you know, just take a step back and take a deep breath, and you know, go back into it with a different mindset.
Third double is a hustle play there to second. Then you tag up on a ball to the outfield and you score on another fly ball. Base running awfully important.
Yeah, just try to do whatever you can to get the runs across and, you know, help the team win. Runs in college baseball are at a premium and they're all important. So trying to get those runs and help the pitching staff any way we can.
And what does this win, this response from this club, say as you wrap up the weekend non-conference part of the schedule?
Yeah, you know, we're going into SEC play next week, and it's going to be a gauntlet, and you know, it always is. But you know, today showed a lot of fight in the guys, and I think it showed us a lot of who we are as a program and the kind of people we have in this program, and you know, it allows us to just play freely and have fun on the field.
Cooper, great game today. Fun watching you. Thanks for the visit, War Eagle.
Yes, sir, War Eagle.
That's Cooper McMurray. Andy, back to you.
Tigers sent 12 to the plate in the third inning. Pitch.
High fly ball down the left field line. Gavin Miller, grand slam! He crushed it down the left field line. And folks, it's 22-2. This is how you answer. Holy mackerel. First homer of the year for Gavin Miller.
All right, Gavin, you get the start today at third base. Take me through sort of the mentality and getting this game going with the opportunity that you had.
Yeah, I was very thankful for the opportunity. You know, just kind of just waiting my turn to get on the field and then just making the most of the opportunity. But it was a good day. It was easy to feed off the energy from the bench today. Yeah. It's a big one.
Response is the name of the game. They go up 2-0 in the top of the first, and you guys are there with the answer in the bottom of the first. How important was it in that first inning to get runs back?
That was big time. We knew coming into the game that we needed to attack them because they bring the energy. But you know, once we got that two spot out of the way, we scored. And then it gave us the confidence to get back in the game, like, yeah, we got this.
Yeah. Talked about matching the energy, and that was pretty present in the dugout, even before it got to be as lopsided as it was. How intentional were the guys today, were you guys, about matching the energy from the other dugout?
Yeah, we knew today was a new day. Yesterday was yesterday. We just pretty much just flushed that game and just play our game today. I don't think the energy was fake today. I think that's just who we are.
Sure. All right, take me through the grand slam.
Yeah. I was just looking for a pitch middle, and thank the Lord, ball was up and in a little bit, and I got my barrel to it.
Did you know, did it look fair all the way, or was there any question about it?
I hit it, and I knew I got it good, and I looked up. I was like, please be fair, please be fair, and then I had a pretty good feeling. I was like, all right, let's go.
All right. Tell me about the emotions of the dugout after this one. Big win, an emphatic win to win the series today.
Yeah, it's a big one. You know, just from yesterday, the team was down, not down, but yes, they hurt a little bit, and then to come out today and the response that we had is big time, and it's going to help us later down the road.
Gavin, appreciate the visit. War Eagle to you.
War Eagle.
All right, Andy, thank you very much. Coach,
heck of an answer for your club here this afternoon.
Yeah, just great by our offense, especially Cooper Weiss at the top. Nick Murray had an amazing day. And being one of our legacy guys, that's what a leader's supposed to do. There wasn't a lot to say this morning at our chapel and our meal, and got back out here to work, and it was just really good work led by, you know, the two Coopers and, you know, some other guys. Let's see, just up and down the lineup. Gavin Miller had 5 RBI, so really nice with a couple of guys out. These guys in a new lineup, but more importantly, just to be led so well. I thought Cooper McMurray did a lot with our guys to get our team ready to play today.
Christian Herberholtz, after that first inning, really does a nice job of settling in, gets you into the ballgame like you wanted him to.
Well, we couldn't have tuned up the bats anymore yesterday, and that was just a carryover. But he really stayed in the gap, gave us 60 pitches. That was going to be an opener-type deal with him since he's been out all week. And then Tilly, I thought the freshman did a nice job. It just, as the offense continued to churn and just were interested, I think we scored in every inning today. Our offense was so interested, but I thought Tilly shoved it in the strike zone. There were 15, 16 walks in this ball game, so it was a really tight zone. And to be young, once again, another appearance for him of being able to come in and fill up the strike zone, I thought was huge in this game.
As you got into the game, talk about the focus and the sort of continued respect for the at-bats. Your team kept the foot on the throttle throughout this game.
Well, I think you have to. This was another win blowing out, and as you saw in the first inning by them, and you saw them put 15 runs on the board yesterday, you don't ever feel like there's enough when the wind's blowing this way and you're playing a team like that. So I think they kind of naturally stayed focused, realizing after already playing a ball game and being a third game in the series that they have to absolutely keep trying to churn and score as many runs as they possibly can.
Appreciate the visit, Coach. Congratulations on this series win. War Eagle.
War Eagle.